Hello.
Hi there, Mephisto Larry.
Sorry, you got the wrong
Oh,
number.
I see. Perhaps you can help me, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issue facing your community and the nation. It's an open survey. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Very well. Thank you so much. This is very quick. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
100%.
Probably. Definitely vote.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
I'm not going to give you my exact age. I'm between 60 and 70.
Very well. 60 and 70, you say.
Yes.
Okay, let me get that. Okay.
Let's survey.
Very well. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'd rather not.
It's just for the statistical purposes, ma'am.
No,
White,
I don't care.
Caucasian.
I
Okay,
don't care.
very well.
I'm not, no.
Refused. Refused. Okay. Very well. We can continue. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm going to say satisfied.
Satisfied? Okay, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in our organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just say so, please. Black Lives Matter. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
90.
90, thank you. Critical race theory, or CRT, how would you rate it?
That's a 50 because it has nothing to do with me.
50, 50. Thank you.
Yes.
How would you rate public school teachers?
100.
100, thank you. How would you rate Joe Biden?
100.
100. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Zero. If there's a
Zero.
less than zero,
Okay,
less than zero.
how would you rate public schools in general? How would you rate them?
Around 80.
80. Thank you. How would you rate the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
100.
100. Thank you, ma'am. How would you rate public charter schools?
30.
30. Thank you. And how would you rate your local school board?
Let's say 90.
90. Thank you. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Okay, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Which, public or charter?
Yeah, which one do a better job educating
Public
students? Public schools,
schools.
much
Public
public
schools.
school much better or somewhat
Much
better?
better.
Much
No,
better.
much better.
Thank you. How important do you think is for public schools to prepare a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 minutes is very important for public school to prepare students, 5 minutes is somewhat important for public school to prepare students, and 0 means it's not at all important for all public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First topic you mentioned is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How important is for...
Seven.
7, thank you. And help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How important is for public schools? Yes, ma'am?
For public schools, yeah, I'm going to say, I'm also going to say seven.
7, very well. Yes. And how important it is for public schools to prepare children and teach them our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
Sure, 10.
10?
Yeah, civics is important.
Thank you. And how important it is for them to teach them about embrace American values and be proud of American citizens?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and I'm not really sure what you're asking me here. I want my students to have accurate history, so I'm going to give you a 5 on that because I'm not sure what you're actually asking me.
Sure. Well, we're asking how well of a job
I'm
doing.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a 5 because, well, yeah, okay. you're asking how important it is, but I'm not sure what you're actually asking, so I'm going to give you a 5.
I understand very well. How important is for public school to prepare children truthfully understand all of American history and the good and the bad?
110, whatever the top is.
10,
critical,
10, okay.
Critical importance, yeah.
Very well. And how important is for public schools to teach children to become more organized and have a structure?
You know, 8, I think it's important, but it's not the most important thing.
Yes, what number would you give me in that case?
I gave you an 8.
8, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Moving on quickly. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
I would like us to spend more, but not enough.
Not enough, okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Yes, okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
A lot. I know a lot about it.
A lot? Okay, thank you.
I was a law librarian. I know a lot about it.
I see. Very well. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Absolutely, 100%.
Strongly agree?
Strongly, it's all about politics.
Thank you. Yeah. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No, I agree with that statement.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
I strongly agree with that statement.
Thank you. Next statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach.
Strongly agree.
Individual pardon be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree strongly or somewhat?
Parents should plan the curriculum. Is that what you asked me?
Let me repeat it. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide the information to teach
strongly
children.
Agree.
And the rest of the statement says individual pardons shouldn't be able to dictate the school's curriculum. So you strongly agree.
Thank you.
One more. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'm going to read a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the idea, the opposite. First idea said, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support
strongly agree.
Or oppose?
Strongly support.
Strongly support.
Another
idea says, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you agree or disagree with that idea?
I disagree. That's giving parents the power. I disagree.
So strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
I'm going to say somewhat opposed. I think there's probably circumstances where it's a good idea,
okay.
But mostly not.
Next idea, increasing discipline in schools. Do you agree or support or oppose that idea?
I oppose that idea.
Oppose it strongly or somewhat?
I oppose it strongly.
Very well. Next idea, making it easier for parents to challenge books in a school libraries. They see as pornographic.
No, I strongly oppose.
Yes, just let me read the whole thing because I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in a school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Oppose or support?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or just somewhat?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you, ma'am. Almost done here. Some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I strongly support.
A strong support. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each as using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First statement says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
That's 10. That's a convincing argument.
Very well. Next statement. We don't allow experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement, ma'am?
That's a 10.
10 as well, very well. And one more of this, almost done. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement?
That's a 10 also.
10 as well, very well. Let's move on.
Are we almost
Almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Just switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's, thank you.
Yeah.
Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Unemployed.
Employed, thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married, thank you. regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children, okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever, okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or to someone else in your household? No. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Yes.
Does this apply to you personally or to someone else?
It applies to my household.
Household, okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you.
Yep.
This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience,
thank
man.
You.
Very kind. Very kind of you.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.